Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll share a few concluding thoughts on what I've entitled this message, Called to Greatness. It is not easy to be a Christian in the world in which we are living, but God is calling us to have courage. And what does that mean? It's mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Courage implies a firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. Synonym found in the dictionary, it's bravery, mettle, spirit, resolution, or tenacity. And courage, basically, it's the opposite of fear. It's the capacity to deal with fear. And that's as important because God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And, you know, when we think of the Godhead, He's all-powerful. There's nothing that God cannot do. Jesus spoke the worlds into existence. He is omnipotent. He has all power. Everything, there is nothing that exists without His intervention, His creation of it. He created man with free will. And this is a divine trait, beloved. This is why I think we're so inspired when we see courageous, heroic acts or exploits being done by others. In fact, I was even thinking the other day, God has to have courage to some extent because, let me just share just a couple of verses in Genesis 6, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented. In other words, the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. He, knowing, being God, he knew what would happen. He didn't create man without the knowledge of the disobedience, the wickedness, the evil that would occur. In fact, he spoke with Adam and Eve, and he promised the seed of a woman would crush the head of the devil. And so even the Father and the Godhead had to experience courage in a way because they were willing to endure the sorrow of heart that occurs even to this day, how God grieves over those who reject Him. And so, beloved, what is our role? Our role is to not only have courage ourselves, but we are to be used of the Lord to impart courage to others, not only with our prayers, but indeed. In fact, the word we use so frequently, encourage, what is that definition? By definition, it means to inspire with courage. And so it helps to remember that it's not only the personal battles we go through, but others. In fact, sometimes I think that happens so we can relate to others who carry secret hurts and sorrows and burdens. And a lack of courage often hinders us from accomplishing the positive things we'd like to do. All of us, I'm certain, have areas in which we may feel insecure. But the remedy is verbal affirmation, quoting God's word, believing God's word. We're not to have fear. He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And we're to encourage one another. Remember, we are called to greatness, the greatness of our Lord, to be able to be strong in the face of difficulty. Again, let me share with you Psalm 31 and 24. David said, "Be strong and of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Praise God. So, you know, I've been thinking, what does it really mean to be in love with Jesus? Well, scriptures tell us when the Holy Spirit has shed abroad the love of God in our hearts, we begin a process of identifying ourselves with God's interest in other people. We begin to have a concern for them. We no longer are utterly self-centered and selfish. And this is, beloved, the agape love of God. It's a divine, sacrificing love that seeks not its own. God loves because he's God. He created man in his image. He's interested in every person, no matter how they may look to our eyes. It's easy to serve God or minister to those we like or approve of or are attracted to, but what about the unlovely and the unlovable? That's a different story. And this is perhaps one of the biggest tests of our relationship to Jesus. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friend." And so, beloved, the Lord is calling us to lay down our lives, even as he did, not to go to the cross, but symbolically we certainly can do that, to minister, to preach the gospel, to bring the lost and hurting to him. The Son of God came not to be ministered to, but to minister. Paul said, "I will very gladly spend and be spent for you," in 2 Corinthians 12:15. Paul drew men to Jesus, never to himself. He said, "I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." And dear beloved, if we're fully abandoned to God, we will have no agenda of our own to meet. We should be, as the psalmist said, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart." Praise God. You know, I feel there's someone listening. There may be more than one. That you need the encouragement and the ministry of the Lord. You, because you want to be like the Lord, you want to share his word, you want to see others blessed and encouraged and strengthened and healed and delivered. So you give of your time, you give of your energies, your resources, because you really do care. God has given you a real revelation of what it means to love with God's love. And that's perhaps why so many people are willing to confide in you and come to you with their problems, because they intuitively sense that you can be trusted. They're safe in sharing their troubles with you. And, beloved, that's the Lord. However, I also feel that the enemy would do everything that he could to wound and hurt you through the actions and attitudes of others that don't understand. And so I just want to share what I feel the Lord would say. My beloved, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. If they have treated the master of the house with contempt and abuse, how much more they of his household? Know that as you have done unto the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. As you have suffered hurts and have been misunderstood, they have not done it unto you, they've done it unto me. Your heart is precious before me, and you have tried so hard for my namesake. Know that you shall not lose your reward. I bring you into greater wisdom and understanding, so that the rejection of others will no longer wound you. I shall heal you, and I shall cause the pain to dissipate. You shall be obedient to say and to do that which I would speak to your heart. But, my child, leave the results to me. I am using you as one who will touch many with the word of the Lord and with my heart of compassion. Be faithful to plant the seed, and I shall give the increase, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel the love of the Lord right now. And he suffered rejection. He came to his own, and his own received him not. How painful that must have been. He lived among them. He was a carpenter in Nazareth. You think the people of Nazareth would have understood. And he was rejected. He was misunderstood, except for those few that whose heart were open to the Lord and understood that indeed he was the fulfillment of the scriptures. Think of this. Jesus came not only to his own people, but to the religious people who spent their time studying the scriptures, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. You'd think, if anything, they would see that he was in fact the prophesied one, the very embodiment of what the prophets spoke, but their minds were darkened. And so often that is the case today. Those that are in the world, the God of this world has blinded their eyes, blinded their understanding. And so not only do we need the love of God, we do need the discernment of the Holy Spirit. We need the gifts of the Spirit in our lives. We need, most of all, of course, not just the power of God, having the gifts of the Spirit in operation, but beloved, if we don't have the fruit of the Spirit, if we don't have love, joy, and peace, and gentleness, and goodness, compassion, and long-suffering, you know, against such there is no law. That's what the scriptures say. But God is calling us to be his emissaries, his disciples, if you were, in this hour. And it's not an easy time to be alive, because people, they don't understand, they reject. But know that the Holy Spirit goes before you, and he's heard your prayers. And as we pray, the hearts of loved ones, the hearts of the unsaved will be softened, and the Holy Spirit will move upon them, and the word that you have planted, it will begin to bear fruit. So be of good courage, beloved. Praise God. Well, know that I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, and I ask for your continued prayer support. And know that as you pray for this ministry, as you give, as God enables you, that we're able to continue this work as we have for since 1965 on Daily Radio. And so we bless God for that. He's been faithful to supply the needs. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, if there's something specific, I can agree with you. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.